Hello again, Person County, and thank you for listening to this edition of Turn the Page, where we talk about books and reading and all things literary. And as always, a special thanks to the wonderful folks who sponsor the show, Reagan & Son Heating and Air, Truth Books and Gifts, and Donovan Insurance. I don't know about you all, but for me, September has been a great month for reading new works from old favorite authors. I'll tell you about one today. It's by Stephen King, the master of horror and macabre thrills and chills. Even though much of his work scares me silly, I still love it. He is, without doubt, one of the most brilliant and imaginative writers ever. His latest, Fairy Tale, published September 6th, has a little bit of the gory, scary stuff we're used to from King, but mostly it is a lovely retelling of an amalgamation of fairy tales that we're all familiar with a little bit of Narnia thrown in. And I have to say, it's brilliantly done. The protagonist of this tale is young Charlie Reed, a teenager who has been dealt some tough knocks. After his mother's sudden death, he must struggle to love and live with his alcoholic father. Charlie accidentally crosses paths with a reclusive neighbor, Mr. Bowditch, and his dog Radar, who became my driving reason for reading this book. Mr. Bowditch has secrets, and one that is revealed after his death changes Charlie's life forever. King has said that he wrote this book to make himself happy during the early days of the pandemic, and reading it now made me happy. It's a long book, 608 pages, but every page brings a new insight or delight. And the craftsmanship King is so well known for is evident on every page. Fairy Tale delivers in unexpected ways, even for King. The world he builds is, of course, masterfully done. I haven't enjoyed an imagined world so much since reading J.R.R. Tolkien as a kid and getting lost in Middle Earth with Bilbo Baggins and Gandalf. King's fairy tale characters are unforgettable as well. As a dog lover, of course, Radar, Mr. Bowditch's beloved German Shepherd, will stay with me forever. And I'll confess that I read most of this book thinking, that dog better live. That dog better live. And I work with teenagers, so Charlie appealed to me as well. He's such a good kid, and he reveals his love and loyalty throughout the story in many different ways and to many different beings. Charlie is wise beyond his years, and he becomes a hero in ways he never imagined. Blending the great fairy tales we remember from childhood, King's Fairy Tale is a must-read book for this fall, and yet another example of the author's absolute brilliance. I was telling a younger coworker about the book last week, and she said she'd never read Stephen King. Of course, I immediately went into hard sell mode, telling her about all that she's missed. I told her if she's not a fan of horror, to start with one of the several quote-unquote different novels King has written. The first that always comes to mind for me is the novella Rita Hayworth and the Shawshank Redemption, from which one of the best movies ever was made. And that movie sticks really close to the book. Then there's The Green Mile, another great movie that sticks closely to the book. And another, amazing King story that was adapted for a miniseries is 11-22-63, which imagines what would happen if someone were to go back in time to prevent the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. There are more, but I'm running out of time for today. Before I go, just a quick reminder that the Friends of the Person County Public Library will hold our fall book sale on October 13th, 14th, and 15th. The 13th is for Friends members only. Please mark your calendars. And if you have books that you would like to donate for the sale, you can drop them off at the library during regular operating hours. I'll share more information with you next time. Until then, thank you for listening. And happy readings.